This is Charlie's in the House, UPR's weekly local theater review, where we highlight live entertainment in Cache Valley and throughout Utah. I'm Charlie Schill. The Utah Festival Opera and Musical Theater premiered four of its main stage productions last week. The pick of the litter is West Side Story, and it wasn't even a close call. West Side Story is an urban retelling of Romeo and Juliet, set against the backdrop of ethnic street gang warfare in the late 1950s. The show is dated, but never outdated, because its themes of star-crossed love and violence fueled by senseless hatred are timelessly universal. Festival opera impresario Michael Ballum had promised his audiences to stage a production of West Side Story that was faithful to the original artistic visions of director-choreographer Jerome Robbins and legendary composer Leonard Bernstein. Ballum achieved that almost impossible goal by delivering philharmonic-quality orchestration under the direction of Karen Keltner, Broadway-caliber acting, opera-quality singing, and dancing equal to the demands of any ballet. The combination of those factors makes this production of West Side Story truly magnificent. Director George Piney is blessed with a mostly young and multi-talented cast in this production. They are all versatile actors, gifted vocalists, and most importantly, they can sure dance. That latter skill is critical to any production of West Side Story, because Robbins' extraordinary choreography drove this musical narrative to an unprecedented degree when it premiered in 1957. The dancing by ensemble members in this local production lives up to that standard. It is marvelously stylized, drawing on ballet techniques for its fluid grace and modern jazz music for its aggressive personality. Cache Valley Theater fans will be talking about this production of West Side Story for a long time. Missing this show would be a big mistake. A couple of weeks ago, I mentioned that the Utah theater community keeps getting bigger and bigger. Sometimes that growth is the result of new performing art companies springing up in unexpected places. More recently, we've got a legendary theater program coming back from the dead. That new addition to our performing arts landscape is the Ogden Musical Theater Company. If that sounds to you like the late lamented Utah Musical Theater Program being resurrected, it looks that way to me, too. UMT was a top-notch repertory theater program hosted by Weber State University in the 1980s and 1990s. The Ogden Musical Theater has now inherited UMT's venue, that being the lavishly restored Egyptian Theater in downtown Ogden. They've also claimed its best director, Jim Christian, who is nationally renowned for staging brilliant song and dance shows. To see if the Ogden Musical Theater lives up to the UMT's reputation, try catching one of its performances of Peter Pan between July 25th and August 10th. This is Charlie Schill with your weekly local theater review.